to recognize that this new executive order has been really, has really started to make a cultural difference within the federal government in terms of thinking about sustainability around how the individual agencies conduct their mission, rather than thinking about it in terms of maybe how it was in the past, which was more of what I consider kind of a greening effort, you know, simply reducing energy or water from a perspective of, you know, it's a good thing to do, obviously, but tying that to an organization's mission, their operations now, and their ability to conduct their mission down the road is where I think the new executive order makes a big difference.
That seems like a real fundamental change. Give us a how does one do that, and what it seems like it has real implications.
It does have major implications. I think you do that by certainly getting the senior leadership behind the concept and understanding the concept, which is what I think this executive order has done, developing the senior sustainability officers and getting them on board with it. I don't think it takes too much effort at that point when you have those folks involved to be able to get them to understand the limitations that the natural resources can provide or can constrain them on in the future as they are trying to conduct their mission, particularly those that have missions that are reliant upon the natural resources or protective of the natural resources like DOD or DOI.
Right.
It's very easy. For other agencies that are not tied to that, it may be a little bit more challenging, but I think my sense is that the sustainability officers are getting that. They're understanding it by looking at the sustainability plans. You can see that they really are grasping that concept and building it into how they're thinking. The challenge is that it is a cultural change. It's not just the senior sustainability officer that needs to understand this. It is all the employees. You're not going to have a successful program until all the employees have bought into it and are participating in it actively, not only the things that are rolling down for them to implement, but also them feeling like they're engaged and empowered to think of good ways to reduce resource use in their day-to-day job.
When it seems like so often many of the sustainability initiatives, the green initiatives, you turn off your computer, you shut off the lights when you leave, those they can feel almost so small, and so it is that empowering to think of, okay, what can I do in my day-to-day job that can make a difference to bring about sustainability?
Exactly. And I look at it in kind of two ways. I look at it as these kind of programs require major activities around, you know, making buildings more efficient that may never touch on the individual employees working in it. You know, commissioning a building or recommissioning a building makes it more energy efficient, and the people in the facility may or may not feel the difference,
yeah.
But it could make a major difference in your energy consumption and your carbon emissions. So there are those elements that are really important to an overall sustainability program, but there are also these other elements of the program which are involved.
And I'm just pausing you there because a lot of those elements, greening your fleet, greening your buildings, those most feds don't touch those things. I just show up to work and the building's all done and all that. That's outside of my realm of, I can't make a difference there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so what it may mean is that the employees don't feel like the agency is really doing anything,
yeah.
Because they don't touch it, they don't feel it, they're not part of it. But it is an enormous part of the, you know, helping to meet their reduction goals and actually get their
right.
resource use down. But at the same time, you need to have those activities that engage the staff, engage the employees in a way where they feel like they're part of the solution, because ultimately they will be, they do impact the agency's use of resources, but they also are important to have on board to get the naysayers turned around and apply some peer pressure as necessary to get other people involved in participating in programs that they may not initially want to be involved in.
Yeah, sometimes that comes from your kids. Your kids, said, well, why aren't you recycling? And would chide you if you tried to throw a newspaper away in a trash rather than recycling it. That kind of stuff can have an enormous impact.
And it has. I mean, schools have done a great job of educating children about these issues, and they're then educating their parents and applying pressure on their parents who then take it into work as well. So it's great that we're having this kind of renaissance of thinking on the topic.
One of the challenges, though, it seems like, is ensuring that there is some connect with the mission, and because sometimes this stuff can feel almost parallel, like it can be almost distracting from our mission. And I know I've heard from folks at GSA, Martha Johnson made a real focus on getting to a zero carbon footprint. And some employees sort of grumbling, saying, okay, this isn't our job. Our job is to help agencies buy stuff or whatever their job may be. If you're not careful, it can feel really distracting.
It can feel distracting, and that's the point where you need to help people understand that this is actually not a distraction, that this is part of your key role, because you can't continue to operate. The world can't continue to operate in the way that it is operating and feel that it's going to have the resources that it needs in the future that it has now. And you know, when we have things like fuel prices that go skyrocketing, it becomes very apparent to people, and it raises their level of consciousness on these issues. I think water is another area where we're going to be focusing on that more and more as time goes on, where people recognize that we just can't continue using the water we do, and that we need to increase the efficiency of that. And I would say of most organizations, they're further away on the water than they are on the energy, because water just still tends to be a little bit cheaper. But I think the conscious raising that has occurred around higher energy prices has gotten people to make greater movements on energy reduction than they have in the past, and I think that will continue.
Well, two other challenges, at least to me, and you tell me if I'm wrong, and I know you will. One is we all talk about getting to a zero carbon footprint. Well, I'm not sure measuring where people stand right now. Very complex in even small agencies, and when you get to a big agency like DOD, seems almost insurmountable how you calculate all those things out. Second part of that is down at the person level, understanding how much energy I'm using. Still, we don't have those good tools set up yet.
Yes, I think to your first point, it is a very daunting task to try to understand all of your energy use. But then again, you never will if you don't start. And
right.
So, you know, you can't turn around tomorrow and meter every building, but you can develop a strategy where you select the buildings that you think are the most appropriate to analyze, maybe ones that are most representative of your inventory, or are ones that you know have the greatest opportunity for improvement because of the operations that go on in those facilities. And you can start there, and you learn from that process about how to apply it and where to apply it. Ultimately, I think buildings will be all built with this kind of smart technology inside, but until then, you need to develop a strategy and focus on those where you think you can make the greatest impact, and again, as I said, learn from. And I think there is great opportunity, as back to, you know, getting employees involved, is making that smart metering go internal to the facility, so people know what the impacts of turning off their computer are and turning off their lights. And in the near term, you can do that through educational campaigns. I think those are a very important element of all sustainability initiatives, is making people aware, where you may not be able to put that equipment in everywhere, but you can certainly get it done in one or two places, and then educate people about the difference that they can make by those behavior changes.
Yeah. Well, I years ago, I saw a company that made just, it glowed a green, yellow, red, depending on how much energy you were using. Even that kind of simple, and they were designing these for houses, but even that kind of very simple way of making an assessment, oh my goodness, I'm in the red level, I want to keep it at least in yellow, I think would be very empowering to people.
It would be, because it also instills, or takes advantage of our inherent competitive nature.
Yeah, right.
And so you find either people trying to outdo each other in terms of reducing energy use, or you know, offices or teams or floors, and further driving down your energy use just by having that kind of simple technology in place.
And that would be really fun to have almost a kind of building floor by floor, and have some kind of competition where, okay, who can use the least amount of energy in a month or something like that. Administration talking about challenges these days. How cool would that be?
It is great. And experience that we've had is that really does, the appetite that's out there by the people who are working, the workforce, is so great that you do get a lot of interest and a lot of people who are engaged that way. Either they're driving it or they're bringing other people into it, and you can further multiply the interest within the organization just by the kind of simple competitive games.
Yeah. It seems like there are real opportunities here. I saw a survey by government executive of government executives that said, I think it was like 95% of the people were felt like they wanted to do this, and they wanted to do it because they thought it was the right thing. You have folks who believe it already. It's just giving them some way to demonstrate that.
Yeah, there are more and more studies coming out of human resource organizations that are evaluating the relationship between people's interest in sustainability and their work environment. And yes, they are finding more and more that people want to work for an organization that's committed to the environment, that they want to make sure that their company is doing something tangible, something substantial, not just greenwashing, and that they would leave a company if they felt like the company was not focused on this or did not have this as part of their overall mission.
And I was even reading a report the other day where DOD looking at reducing its dependence on petroleum, and you talk about tying it to the mission, they believe that this is mission-oriented because who knows how long we're going to have petroleum, how expensive it's going to be. They want to be prepared for whatever options come. It's talk about mission.
Yeah, well, particularly there where you're talking about the safety of individuals out in the field,
yeah,
and getting fuel, getting energy from one place to another puts people at risk. And so the less you can rely on fossil fuels and more you can rely on local sources of energy, the less you put other people at risk, put the services at risk of having to deliver that. And so there's a definite mission, a clear tie, and they have been really focused on their energy strategy to be able to address this issue.
David, anything I didn't ask you about that I should have?
Trying to think. Let's see. One thing that agencies, I think kind of the next step for agencies will not only be looking then at how their individual activities affect themselves, their energy reduction, their carbon reduction, their water reduction, but also really thinking about the inherent function of government and how it either inhibits or helps people who are on the receiving end of their policies, regulations, to be able to be sustainable as well.
Yeah.
So I think there's an essence of that that's folded into the current executive order, which is the greater integration of government facility planning with local transportation planning, with transit-oriented development. So the federal government is looking in that direction, but I think ultimately the next step will be to think more about that broader role that government has and how that can instill or inhibit people from applying standards to their businesses or their individual lives.